listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Okay, today I'm not going to read you a whole verse, just six words from one verse. It's in the section where Paul is describing for Titus the qualifications of people who should be given leadership in the church. And in Titus 1:8, one of those qualifications is that such a man should be, again, Titus 1:8, a lover of what is good. Now again, the Apostle Paul gave Titus a list of character qualities to look for in potential church leaders. In all, he listed 18 aspects of character. Number 12 of the qualities to look for is what we find here in verse 8, that a leader among God's people must be a lover of what is good. This ancient Greek word, philoagathos or something like that, it's only used here in the New Testament. Philos is a word used for love, and agathos is a word used for good or virtue. Put the two together and you have the idea of a lover of what is good, or lover of goodness, or even promoter of virtue. There's a lot of evil and corruption in the world today. I don't think that's anything new. There's always been a lot of evil and corruption. Yet we as believers should never love the evil things of this world. We should be lovers of what is good. In Micah chapter 3, verse 2, the prophet spoke against those who did the opposite. Micah spoke against you who hate good and love evil. We see a lot of that, of people who actually hate what is good and they love what is evil. The mixed up morality of our present age is the cause of so much brokenness and trouble in the world. The godly one, that man or woman, will have a sense of moral clarity. They see good and recognize it as good. They see evil and call it what it actually is. This sense of moral clarity means not only that we should be lovers of what is good, but that we will also hate evil. Psalm 97 verse 10 says, "You who love the Lord, hate evil." It also says in Amos chapter 5, verse 15, hate evil, love good, establish justice in the gate. Now, loving good and hating evil can be difficult for many reasons. It demands courage and moral clarity, which both seem rare in today's world. They're also often confused with hating evil people. We can hate the evil that people do, and even work against that evil without hating the people themselves. We can commit ourselves to loving them in Jesus' name and to pray for God's good in their life, even though they do evil things. And if you think that it's impossible to hate the sin while at the same time loving the sinner, remind yourself that we do this with ourselves all the time. We love ourselves just fine, while at the same time hating our sin. Well, we can do the same for others as well. Finally, remember that God is the ultimate good. James chapter 1, verse 7 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights." Jesus also said in Mark chapter 10, verse 18, "No one is good but one, that is God." God is the source of all true goodness. In fact, God invites us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Hey, to be a lover of what is good is to be a lover of God. So use that today. Grow in your virtue of being a lover of what is good, especially being a lover of God. You can grow in that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.